Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda. Dave, I know there's some changes or deletions.
Yes, we have two recommended changes. First, the Town of Georgetown wastewater agreement. We'd like to defer on at this time. And also, Angola Sanitary Sewer District bid award. We also like to defer on it.
Okay.
On that one, I got an email from Mr. Rizzo this afternoon stating that the comparison he's doing on the Angola Sanitary bid award and what he's run into. But this thing's been dragging now for a long time, way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he'll get something worked out on it, and I won't be here next week, but I'd like to see this thing back on the agenda to be voted on at least April the 1st, if at all possible. I understand a little more about what he's dealing with, but you know, this thing could be corrected very easily long before Mr. Stickles ever left. We knew what the fix was for it, but just I spent too much time studying it, I think.
We met with Mr. Rizzo, Mrs. Webb, and Mr. Godwin, myself, met with Mr. Rizzo today, and we discussed it, and that was the plan, to put it back on the first meeting in April.
It sounds like you're on the right track this time. I just hope we can get it done.
Right. Okay. And we did have one other request to change, and that is in the order with the 7:30 public hearings to move up conditional use 1723 to be the first conditional use considered.
1723 to be moved up?
To move that up to be the first one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tonight, if this afternoon. Okay, I got you.
Under Dave Baker, the introduction of a proposed ordinance adopting the 2007 update of the comp plan. we normally have a week of review before we introduce. This just did arrive, correct?
Yes, that is the latest copy, but what it reflects is the previous copy of draft plan with the responses that were sent out 3 weeks ago, I guess, roughly. So our concern is regarding the timing, because we have to advertise for a public hearing. And Planning and Zoning was scheduling a public hearing on April 3rd. And in order to advertise for that public hearing, we would need to introduce. Of course, changes can be made by planning, or recommended changes could be made by Planning and Zoning, and the County Council could make changes to it, and we expect changes.
This just gives us something to start the hearings with, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A basis point.
Yes, and
okay.
Are you saying it's impossible to give us a week to look at this before we introduce?
If I went over with Mrs. Griffith today, and if we waited till next week to introduce it, our concern is that we would not have sufficient time to advertise, because there is 15-day requirement on advertising. And we wouldn't, Mrs. Griffith put it in the newspaper tomorrow, or sent it to the newspaper tomorrow, it wouldn't go in the papers till Friday, I think. And then we counted out the days, and it would be like 20 days to April 3rd. And we've got to be within 21, right?
Down 15.
If we waited a week, we'd be at 14. That's it.
We would be one day short of meeting the requirement. Yeah.
Well, knowing that it can be changed, Mr. Phillips, I mean, and it's just a basis to start the debate, I guess, and we're going to hear a lot of pros and cons. I mean, there are going to be changes made, so I don't have any problem with it starting with this.
So this is, it's a clean copy. Everything we've got up until now we can throw away?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one good.
That's a good part.
That's an advantage there, yes.
Be that one show.
I had a back seat of a car, so
okay. Any other discussion? Need a motion, gentlemen?
Make a motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second, please.
My motion, can I second it?
Yep, absolutely, it's okay with me.
Second.
Move the second, and that we approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Approval minutes, you have two sets tonight. You have, the first set is January the 29th in printed form, any corrections or additions? Being none, a motion, please? Okay, guys, let's wake up and keep moving.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for whatever the date was, what is it, 26th?
The 29th.
Second. Second.
Move the second, that we approve the January 29th minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, February the 5th in printed form, any corrections or additions?
Make a motion to approve the minutes for Suscano Council, February 5th, 2008, as in printed form. Second.
It's moved to second, that we approve February the 5th minutes as printed. Mr. Cole? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We've got several items tonight. First, a letter from the Mission of Hope in Seaford thanking council for the contributions council's given them in 2007 and explaining that they've had 33 graduates, 12,000 meals served at the mission, and over 227 food pantry requests have been filled. A letter from Norma Jean Fowler, president of the Laurel Historical Society, to Mr. Dukes, thanking him for a contribution to that group and explaining that how they've used that money to improve their building and to power wash and paint another historical home. A letter from the Henlopen Theater Project in Rehoboth Beach, thanking council for a contribution to the Henlopen Theater Project. A letter from Erica Brittingham thanking council for sponsorship that enabled her to go to Hawaii and play in an invitational softball tournament. How much that trip meant to her. A letter from Doris Hamilton from Denrec in Dover. It's actually an email to Heather Sheridan thanking, it says a quick email to say what a great job John Johnson, the lab person at Wolf Neck, did on his ERA samples, and goes ahead to say that those results were very impressive and a real pleasure to be able to send an email telling you what a super job a member of your staff has accomplished. A letter from the Delaware Ecumenical Council on Children and Families thanking council for adopting a resolution making February the National Parent Leadership Month in Sussex County. That's all the correspondence.
Thanks, Jim. Any other correspondence from any of the council? Being on Dave?
Okay. The first item is introduction of a proposed ordinance regarding the land use plan update. This particular ordinance has been reviewed by Mr. Griffin. The proposed plan update could then be considered, thereafter be considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council. And as noted, changes to the proposed plan could be recommended by the commission, and then changes could be made, or we expect to be made, by the county council. This third draft of the plan reflects the response, our consultant and our staff's response to the comments made to the PLUS committee. And just to give you a little background of the process here, regarding the draft plan. About a year ago in January and February 2007, we held five public meetings for public input. In September, we released the first draft of the plan, and this was discussed at two additional public meetings. In November, we made some changes to and came up with a second draft, which we submitted to the state, the PLUS committee. We received in November, we also, at the end of November, we received oral comments from the PLUS committee at the PLUS meeting. In December, we presented the plan and rebutted some of the state's comments at the Livable Delaware Advisory Council meeting. December 19th, we received an email with written comments from PLUS. January and February, we've had a number of different meetings with staff and representatives from the Office of State Planning and other state agencies such as DENREC, DELDOT, the Governor's Office, the Housing Agency, as well as meetings with some other organizations such as the Center for the Inland Bays. On February 21st, written responses to the PLUS comments were submitted to the state. And then on February 29th, we made a presentation to the Livable Delaware Council regarding the county's responses to PLUS. And then today we have the third draft of the plan for your consideration and for the planning and zoning consideration. Again, this reflects the previous drafts and then includes the PLUS responses. The next step is March 18th, next Tuesday night, a joint meeting workshop to go over the plan itself. And then April 3rd, a Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing. April 22nd, a County Council public hearing. April 25th, Livable Delaware Advisory Council meeting, again, to consider it. So that's just to give you a little background of where we're at. We intended to really review it next week at the council meeting on the 18th.
When we had a land consultant and everybody down, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody want to introduce it?
Yeah, I'll introduce it.
Okey-dokey.
Get this show on the road.
Yep. Okie dokie. Puts it in motion.
Okay. And then the next item is county recycling program. And I have a couple of handouts here. Staff has, county staff has worked on a recycling program which will begin April 1st. Delaware Solid Waste Authority now provides for single stream recycling where office paper, bags, and newspaper, junk mail, etc., can be recycled together without separation by type as in the past. And Chip Guy and Heather Kemp, who is our intern from Del Tech, Heather's here tonight. And Ray Webb have worked together with the Delaware Solid Waste Authority to establish a program for county offices in Georgetown, as well as the county libraries in Greenwood, Milton, and South Coastal. Solid Waste Authorities has agreed to provide several recycling bins at the West Complex parking lot in Georgetown, and county buildings and grounds staff would empty our material from this building, the West Complex building, the various buildings in those bins. The bins, of course, would be available to the public also. Small recycling trash containers will be provided to each office, at each office. We expect it really at each desk. This will provide a number of benefits. First, a cost savings in terms of tipping fees at the landfill and staff time going to the landfill, and also reuse of recycled material, and we would use up less landfill space. Chip Guy and Ray Webb have developed the program with help from Heather, and I'll introduce Chip tonight if he'd like to say a few words.
We are blessed, to say the least.
A few words.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chip.
Obviously, I'm not a comedian.
For sure, matches your shirt.
You know. Yes, well, I did wear green deliberately today.
Absolutely.
You don't recycle that, are you?
Yes, I'll recycle this tonight.
He's going green all the way.
Just as Mr. Baker has mentioned, really we thought this was something that was fairly simple to do, given the fact that the Delaware Solid Waste Authority is now using a single stream method for collecting recyclables. It used to be that, and Mr. Dukes, you would know, as you've got a DSWA site at your business, you had to sort all of your items before, and the best way to do that, you know, in your home or in your business was to already separate it there, and then you could just take it to the Recycle Delaware Center and put it into the appropriate bins. But because they've gone to single stream now, and because DSWA bales all of it together and then sells it to individual haulers or buyers that are in the recycling business, we as the consumer can deposit all of our items into one bin and then take it to a Recycle Delaware location and deposit it all into the bins there without having to separate anything. So it just makes good sense to do it that way. And anecdotally, I don't have any, you know, hard and fast data to support this, but I think, you know, we can tell largely by looking at our own trash cans in this building, a good percentage of what we're throwing away, at least 3/4 of what we're throwing away, would qualify now under DSWA's program as recyclable material.
Absolutely.
So.
I do appreciate this, Chip, because I think it was, you know, the landfills is certainly a huge thing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's pretty pathetic when that's the highest point in Sussex County, you know, so I certainly am a firm believer in recycling, but certainly if we can take the lead on this, maybe the state will follow a little better too.
But every little bit helps.
Yep.
Does solid waste, are they the ones who are sorting it, or are they selling it?
They don't sort it any longer. They used to sort it.
They everything all in one?
As I understand it now, I've learned a little bit about recycling in the last couple of weeks. Everything used to go to a facility in Newcastle, where DSWA sorted things there.
It was separated.
Right. Now, because of the single stream recycling, I believe everything is going to their Milford location, or will be going to Milford, where it's baled together, and then the buyers buy it by the ton, and then they handle sorting it. And they've got mechanisms, they've got mechanical separators, and I guess people who do it by hand.
Right.
But DSWA, as I understand it, is out of the business now of separating the recyclables.
They're selling fun packs.
So I think the biggest challenge at this point will simply be in getting the employees to learn a new routine. I don't think it'll take that long to do it. Once you're in the habit of doing it, it'll be second nature. But I mean, take a look at your trash can. I know mine. Most of what's in my trash can is office paper.
Take a look what's up on this desk.
Yep.
Well, what are they going to do with these businesses? We do it at our business. We started this a few weeks ago. And it looks like it's a garbage can full of garbage, is what it looks like. You've got bottles in there, and you got the paper in there, and I've talked to one businessman already and said his employees are putting everything in there. So what are they going to do when they pick it up in this garbage? We have to roll it out to the street every week, but we only have a container big enough for one day.
Right. We're not doing – that's the commercial, or that's the residential pickup, I believe. Commercial can do it as well, where you get the bin and then they pick it once. Mine is residential, and mine's picked up once every 2 weeks. But we're not doing that here. What staff will do here is simply collect all of it just as they make their routine rounds on the floors, collect it into the disposal cans, and then they will cart it out to the West Complex. Honestly, Councilman, I can't give you an answer as to what DSWA does if errant trash, you know, makes
right.
it into the stream. I suspect that was something that existed before. I mean, you can't stop someone. We don't have people policing these Recycle
right.
Delaware sites up and down the state to stop somebody from throwing away garbage in the centers.
Right.
But obviously, they must have some way of pulling it out or compensating for it, because you know, they seem to be
right.
taking on quite a bit of recyclable material, and they found a market for disposing of it.
All right.
Any other questions?
You are the president.
Thanks, Chip. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Dave?
The last item I had, and as Chip mentioned, we will email county employees instead of sending a memo.
Oh, right.
In the interest of not generating any more waste or any more paper, in just a moment, I will be sending the new policy to department heads via email. We will print tomorrow a little one-page flyer for the employees to be inserted in the paychecks this week that gives a quick hit rundown of what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how they can go about participating. So. I'm sure that we'll get hit with a few questions internally.
Excellent. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
The next item is the Administrator's Report, Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. On March 17th at 10 a.m. at the West Complex, this committee will meet.
Vice President, yes, sir.
Ms. Patsy Brown and Gloria Price will discuss lessons learned and progress made to establish an amputee support group in Sussex County. Attached is a media release regarding the meeting.
I'll be out of town.
Clean Water Advisory Council meeting on March 19th. As per the attached workshop agenda, the Clean Water Advisory Council will be holding a meeting regarding wastewater treatment disposal alternatives for the Inland Bays watershed. Meeting will be held at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center from 9:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. on March 19th. The county will be making a presentation to review the county alternatives as well as the private wastewater companies that will also be making a pitch. The third item is Angola Sewer District Financing. On February 21st, the Clean Water Advisory Council approved a recommendation to provide Sussex County Council with a $15 million 30-year 1.5% interest loan from the State Revolving Fund Loan Fund. They also approved a $1.5 million grant from the 21st Century Fund. This project, the Angola Sewer District, will eliminate approximately 1,360 existing septic systems in Angola, which affects the Inland Bays watershed. The approved funding matches the estimate used last summer, which was the basis for the approved referendum. So the rest of the funding for the project is USDA loans and grants, and then the county share, county grant. And then finally, Delaware State Police Report. Attached is a copy of the Delaware State Police Report for January. As noted, the state police handled 3,845 complaints, 3,593 traffic arrests were made, and 1,259 criminal arrests were made during the month. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Being none. Brad?
Good evening. How you doing?
Wanted to briefly update council on the progress of our sanitary sewer project in the Pinetown Road and Pinetown community, and request approval for change order number one on that project. Council may recall we issued a contract to Bunting and Murray Construction in the fall of 2007. A notice to proceed was issued to the contractor October 29th of 2007. The project was met with some apprehension from the community. It was somewhat evasive, and there was some concerns about the contractor and others working within the community. Engineering staff did a great job in communicating and alleviating a lot of those concerns, and we were assisted with departments such as First Aid Community Action, also assisted in those discussions with property owners. Since then, project progress has progressed. The sewer project is nearing completion. We have a change order that has been negotiated with the contractor. We had some adds to the contract. We also negotiated some deducts to the contract, and we are going to propose a change order to assist with the completion of the restoration for the project. We have three items that were added to the project and one item that was deleted from the project. It resulted in a net increase of $708.48. If council would like to have any additional information on the specifics of each individual item, I'm certainly willing to do that. So I'll stand by for questions if you would like to proceed with
specific. If that's all we had to worry about, we'd be having made, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Believe it. Right, Susie?
Keep on going.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultants, George Miles and Bure, LLC, that change order number one for Sussex County Contract 96-03 Pinetown Sewer Collection System with Bunting and Murray Construction be approved which increases the contract amount by $708.48 for a new contract total $407,798.03, and increases the contract time by 64 days, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agency.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and second that we approve change order number one as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks,
Thank
Brad.
You.
Steve? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Steve.
It's getting warm enough to ride now, Steve.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The road today.
Oh, wish I could have. I have two items to bring before you this evening, both pertaining to the contract, Sussex County Contract 0702, which is the Emergency Operations Center console furniture equipment. The contract consisted of purchasing 22 power lift console centers, 16 fixed base centers, and one large conference room table. We did run, we had a little slight run over on contract time, which was at no fault of the contractor. So that so I'm requesting a balancing change order for the time extension and have a request for substantial completion.
April 1st is a drop dead date, is that correct?
April the 1st, 3 weeks today, we're going to go live. We had our progress meeting today. Everything's on schedule and anticipating, you know, no major drawbacks. We'll make it.
That's cool.
We'd like to have the council come out for a tour,
prior.
Possibly April 1st.
That's April Fool's Day. Sure, you want to do it first?
Yeah.
We thought about
That's
that.
I thought
it might work.
Maybe April 8th.
Yeah. Feed your lunch especially, huh, George? Right? We'll get.
We're kind of hoping lunch and dinner. It's going to be a long night.
long we've waited, just tell us when it's going to happen, and we'll be there.
Okay.
Absolutely. Any questions? You got a motion, Steve?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
I have two motions.
Space out of
it. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number two for Emergency Operations Center contract 0702, Communication Center Furniture with SMC EDP be approved, which increases the contract time by 51 days. There are no cost changes associated with this change order.
Motion, Jim?
So moved.
Moved and second that we approve change order number two as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Second motion, substantial completion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective February 25th, 2008 for Sussex County contract number 0702, Communications Center Furniture to SMC EDP, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Moved and second that we grant substantial completion as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.